Hello everyone and welcome back to Winning the Game and the podcast today with Wilhelm Hast and Fiona Jacob. Good to see you, Fi.
It's great to be here.
Yes, and we will talk about being free, having it all today. This purpose that I'm engaged in and love exploring, being free, having it all. So what's your take on the being free, having it all purpose, Fi?
Well, I think I'll get to that in a minute, but if it's okay, I'd like to share a story. So I spent a lot of my years in Saudi Arabia, and the having it all was not something quite in my mind. I was very successful as a nursing director. I was taking care of three huge areas, actually, of the hospital, and I had 1,000 people reporting to me. I had a pretty good salary as well, and nice holidays, and so life kind of look good. If you look from the outside, you would say, oh, she has it all. She's got a great job, a great salary, a great life. And you know what? When we're talking about having it all, Wilhelm, we're talking about having it in four different domains of life. So I had two domains of life, I would say, that were spot on. So the business and finances were kind of, you know, really cool. And I would also say that my being or my connection to purpose in my job was very much there.
Yeah.
I loved what I did. I worked in the midwifery unit. I worked with the tiny babies in the ICUs. And I also had responsibility for taking care of the VIP royal and the king, which was kind of a big deal as well. So, you know, people would look at that from a prestige perspective.
Yes.
And say, oh, goodness, wow, what a job you have. And yeah, I loved it. I loved it. And it was a great purpose. So my being was very much on, and my business was very much on, and my finances. But you know what was really missing? So there were two domains of life that we talk about that I really missed out in life. So my body was, you know, it was there. I walked 10,000 steps every day in high heels, I have to say, because that's how you did it.
That was
in the Royal
accomplishment. I saw you do that.
Yeah. So white coat and high heels, that's how I lived my job. But the other part of the having it all was just completely missing. So the balance part was completely missing in my life. So I'm living in Saudi Arabia. I'm living in a compound. And in those compounds, you have all of the Westerns living together. And we're not interacting so much with, you know, the Saudi community so much. I had a couple of really good friends. My boss was a really good friend of mine. And we would go maybe on a Friday night and have a pizza and enjoy life a little bit. But you know what? I got to see my family once a year, maybe twice a year. I had no partner for about 8 of those years. And it was just like, huh. My freedom and having it all was looking forward to moving back to the UK, even though I'm from Ireland, but I bought a property in the UK, having a cat, probably playing bingo every, you know, Tuesday night and Thursday night, and maybe meeting a 78-year-old at some point, and we'd have a a relationship between 78 and 80, and that was it.
In the bingo hall, right?
In the bingo hall.
First time I heard you share this vision you had for the rest of your life, it was really like that. Now me and my friend, we're thinking, no, we work here, we save up some money, I'll get a cat, I'll move back to the UK, I'll probably play bingo or have some kind of social life, and that's my future. And it was like, you, that future, but it was missing for you, this whole part of what we call balance, the sense of having a family that's close and a partner in life and everything, that was not on the radar at all for you, right?
Well, I mean, I had been married before, yeah. So it wasn't as if, you know, I had been alone all of my life, but I had kind of, anyway, when you move out of relationships that don't work as well as you would love them to work, you kind of take a pause and you go, well, yeah, maybe I'm just better on my own.
Yeah.
So what was really interesting was, cool, these two things are really working and two things are not working. My body was not working and my balance was not working. Now, I've come across in the last 8 years people who are in the game of life as well. And you will see them succeeding in so many parts of their life. Like, they'll be really good in their business or they'll be really good with their family, but their body is out of whack or they're not connected to any real purpose in life. They're just doing. And so when we talk about being free and having it all, what we want to start to introduce to people is that potential for having it all in all domains, for having expansion with your body, for loving your body, looking in the mirror every morning and going, oh, that's cool, I'm getting stronger, or I'm getting fitter, or, you know, my health is coming back if there are parts of your body that need, you know, to be healed. I'm on purpose, I'm on fire, I love what I do. I mean, in the last few months, we have found a really deeper purpose for what we want to create in the world. And every day I wake up now, I feel like I am on fire. And that's so cool. In the domain of balance, things have shifted, folks, just in case you thought I had the cat and I was playing bingo. No, that has not happened. I happen to marry this one. We have been married 8 beautiful years. Yeah. And our relationship gets deeper and deeper. Oh gosh, every
month, I'd say.
Every month.
Yes.
We've even had quite a deep deepening of our relationship in the last couple of weeks.
And about a year ago, 9 months ago, we said, no, we've become ordinary. We hit some kind of plateau. We weren't expanding, so we had to work through that too. There was no crisis really, but it takes work and focus, and it takes training in perspective, because this having it all, it's not easy to hold 4 domains and give them the attention they need and expand without burning out or tiring yourself, but touching into purpose and your soul on the journey. So don't want to take over here, but
it's cool that you said that, because as you said that, what showed up in my mind was it's like having 4 spinning plates on poles
that you're
kind of going, you're running around to try to keep them all balanced at once. But what we started to see for ourselves, and now what we're starting to see with the clients that we work with, is that it is possible, not easy, is actually simple, and it is possible to expand in each of those 4 domains of body, of being, of balance, and of business. And what I love is people being able to be fully expressed in all areas of life. Because again, so many people who come to us in the first place will come, they're you know, productive, but they're stressed, they're burnt out, they're overwhelmed, they're distracted, they're irritated. And their family life is suffering, or their body is suffering, or their connection to a bigger purpose has been lost. And what we love in the programs that we run is helping people expand in each of those 4 domains so that they can thrive in life and so they can be the freedom to express who they are in the world. So that's what I love and what I start to see about being free and having it all.
Great. And it's 2024 when we record this. Time to report your body. You didn't say anything. You've done so much work this year on improving and finding a direction and a path for you with terms of your physical health, right? So can we share a couple of things that you've been doing as to, it doesn't mean going to the gym and looking awesome. It is having the experience of relating to your body in the way that you're satisfied with and that gives you power. It's one of my weaker domains, actually, because I know I could do more and kind of should do more. So it's not my strongest domain. Some other are easier. But what's been going on with your body and what have you taken on? Yes, that's examples, right?
Sure. So I've had a couple of big wake-up calls in the last few years. So I have both parents are still alive and they're 91 years of age, which in one sense is fantastic. But they both have chronic illnesses and diseases. And the first thing that woke up to me last year was when my dad was in hospital for 8 weeks. And it felt like touch or go at certain points. And I thought to myself, you know what? I don't just want to live to 91 or 95 or whatever age I lived. I want to have a healthful life. And that's different from just having life. And then in the last couple of years, there have been some very serious illnesses with my brothers. And that has really stopped me in my tracks because they're a couple of years older than me. It's not like they're 15 years older than me and, you know, their bodies are falling apart, but they're having wear and tear on their heart. And one of my brothers has been recently diagnosed with diabetes, which is, again, it's a wake-up call for me. So my journey with my body is when you hit menopause, the spare tire comes on and the strength starts to diminish and all of that. So my decision earlier on this year was I, at the age of 60, which is next year, watch out for that, want to have a healthy, strong, sexy body. Hmm. Yeah. So I have chosen to work with a PT. We happen to work probably 1 to 2 times per week at the moment just because of how work is. But on the days where I'm not going to the gym, I always make sure that I'm walking 10,000 steps. So I keep my cardio up and I keep my steps up. So what I love about what I'm doing is I am taking on my body domain. I want to expand my health. I want to expand my strength. And a little bit 60 for this one. So, yeah. And 60, I like to wear something really pretty on my birthday. And you go, wow, honey. So that's what I'm thinking about in relationship to my body.
Cool. And you changed so much your approach to your physical wellness this year. Like, is it 40 sessions or something with your personal trainer or more?
Probably,
and then
40, yeah.
Sunday morning, she's... alarm goes on early and hi, bye, I'm going to the gym. It's like driving away for 3 hours and coming back. And then, I got one more set of 10 squats to do today in a normal office day where we work. You're kind of building in pockets of exercise during your day and out for lunch walks. And it's the experience of expansion is something which is so key to this having it all notion. We can't have it all by just doing something and fixing it, because then when we have it all at one phase of life, there's always a next mountain to climb and the next journey and the next growth and the next expansion. So it's a never-ending journey of being more and more free and having the experience of living a rich life in the four key domains of life: your body, your being, your balance, and your business. Great, good work.
Good. What do you see about being free and having it all?
That has clicked for me lately as a statement that really, really gives me purpose and alters my experience of life. If it doesn't for you yet, I understand it took a little while, but this notion of being free, it sums up everything in the deeper domain of life for me. Being okay with myself, having a sense of awareness and clarity of how I function as a human being. Not getting tripped up as much as I used to be because I have more clarity about human functioning and about the mind. Being free to say no to things, but also being free to say oh yes to things because I really want to, and I get some freedom with being afraid and freedom to be hesitant. And it's like I'm bigger than a lot of the human stuff when I'm free. I'm not free from things, but I'm free with the humanness of life. So this being free, I think, is ultimately what most people want in their interpretation of freedom. There is this freedom to be alive. There's this freedom with the ache and pain in the foot I have. And it's not the positive attitude on top of not being free. It's the discovery that freedom is available. It's just one thought away or one insight away. There is this new domain of life opening up. And then you could stop there and go, okay, I'm okay with these circumstances. Or you can ask yourself, well, what do I actually want then? Like, if I could have the next level of what I desire and want with my family and with my health and with purpose and with work and money, what would that be? And then you explore that and you lose the sense of freedom for a while because you get caught up, but then you're more free and you see life expanding. And the most joyous thing for me is to see how people around me wake up to their freedom the more I work on my understanding of freedom and having it all.
Yeah, I love that. There was something as you were talking about that kind of really resonated for me, which is freedom is our natural state.
It is.
And when we start to recognize, and in one sense, you could say the domains are quite contrived, body being balance and business.
Yeah.
But it encompasses life and who we are. What we're really saying is that the innate capacity of every human being is freedom. And it's to wake up or have the awareness that that is, that energy and aliveness and freedom is coming through us in every moment. And it is for us to, in a way, capture it, leverage it, ride on the wave of it. I don't know what words you would use. And bring it to life in all areas of our life, because that's, in a way, why we're here, why we're alive, why we're in life. We're in life to experience this freedom and expand and thrive.
Yeah, we don't produce freedom. We kind of rediscover freedom or reclaim our freedom. And from that freedom, we can start producing things that are way more meaningful than the things we produce when we're reactive or not free. Cool. Thanks for joining in the podcast. Inspiring episode. I want to talk an hour about this now, but time to wrap this up. You can read more about what we do at wilhelmhaas.com. You find the description in the, sorry, you find the link in the description of the podcast episode. And see you in the next episode.
See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.